It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome here to the courtside, where we got the Onega Buffaloes trying to search for their second win this season, their first win in the TVL. And as for the Axel Eagles, well, it couldn't be any more different for them. They only have one loss on this season, and they are the number two team in the entirety of Class 1A Division 2. They've only taken one loss this season. It was to the Auburn Tigers up in Nebraska during a Nebraskan tournament, Florida Central Catholic Holiday Tournament. They placed third in it, lost to Auburn 64-30. But if you were to compare Auburn to the standards of Kansas classification, you're talking about a 2A team, high 2A team. So for Axel to be, again, the lowest class possible in Kansas, to be able to go up there and compete, they should be able to give themselves a pat on the back as a learning experience as well. But after that loss, they have won four straight games. Against Southern, 51-49. Against Washington County, get this score right, 99-52. At Lynn, they won 64-42, and they won at Cornerstone, 64-42. If that win didn't impress you enough, they also beat Flint Hills Christian School, 83-9. This Eagles team is holding teams to under 40 points per game, while also scoring up to 23 points per game. And you take out that one game where they had 30 points, this team could be averaging upwards to 75-plus points per game. It is an incredible team that is, again, led by an incredible head coach this 10th season, Jason Tynum, who in his tenure has been absolutely incredible. State title for this team. They won a state title back in 2013. They're trying to look to win one again this year. And let me tell you, they got a team to do so. They've had back-to-back 20-plus win seasons. They have a chance to have another one this year. They've lost Brady and Grant Bussing to graduation, but they have put up some of the most impressive numbers this season. They have 23 wins last year, which was the most in a single season from Axel. They lost two letter winners, but they returned 11 with four returning starters. Let's talk about them. For the Axel Eagles, 6'4", Eli Broxerman, first team all-league returner, Brandon Schmesley, the 6'3", senior, number 25, Number 12, the 5'9" sophomore Wyatt Detweiler. Number 2, Landon Schmidt, the 5'10" junior. And of course, number 34, Logan Sandman, the 6'5" sophomore. He's been taking trips to Dunkin' Donuts all year long. And folks, I wouldn't be surprised if he went Dunkin' today too. For the Onega Buffaloes, Kaysen Huffless, who's been averaging 12.7 points per game this season. Number 33, number 23, Jackson Coulterman. He's actually committed to going playing baseball after his senior year, but let me tell you, he's a heck of a basketball athlete as well. 9.4 points per game. Maddox Honus is averaging 2 points a game, 2.3 rebounds a game, number 2. And then number 12, Tegan Vandenberg is averaging 4.3 points per game, 3.3 rebounds a game. And the final starter for the Onega Buffalo is turning out there tonight, Coy Niter, number 30. He's averaging nearly 7 points per game and shooting 70% from the free throw line, the highest on the team. Again, it's the Onega Buffalo, second-year head coach Jason Claycamp, taking on the Axel Eagles, a familiar opponent. But we talked about it. The Onega Buffaloes, they had a three-game losing streak against the Axel Eagles. This was on the girls' game, the girls snapping a 19-game losing streak in the league. A three-game losing streak against Axel. In fact, it has been also 2 years since the last time the Onega Buffaloes boys team has been able to take a win against league schools. As last year, they only beat one school is Flint Hill Christian. They won 44-40. This year, they have one win as well. On the tip-off to the right of your dial, Kaysen Huffless. And off to the left of your dial, number 34, the 6'5" sophomore, Logan Sandman. He's had dunks, many dunks this season. We'll see if he can get another one. Tip off on the way. 4 quarters to go, 32 minutes all combined together. You're locked into 92.1 KMZA as the Axel Eagles start here with the possession. Brandon Schmesley jumps inside, couldn't get the shot to go in, but a rebound underneath by Sandman gets turned over and goes into the hands of the Buffaloes before they turn it right back over, and it goes back to the Eagles. So back-to-back turnovers for either side, it goes back to the Talons here, the Eagles. All right, Detweiler, throw in here to the left side. Throwing it up to Eli Broshman, the 6-foot senior. He's the first team All-League returner from last year. Last season, he averaged nearly 12 points a game and 2.5 rebounds a game. Landon Schmidt out to the right side here. Inside pass. Logan Sandman using the backboard. Couldn't get it to go in, but he is fouled after he makes the rebound. Excuse me, that foul called against Logan Sandman on him. So it will be an offensive foul that gives the second turnover of the game from Axel. So the Eagles, no points, two turnovers, and now the Onega Buffaloes, no points, two turnovers. As they throw it out of bounds on the far side, I believe the intended target was to Keegan Vandenberg, but it just kind of got lost on the pass. Now with it, back with the Eagles' hands, Broxman brushed up the top of the perimeter. Now to the far side wing to Detweiler. Detweiler, they drive up to the top, looks left, passes it out. The Sandman, all the way from the top, three-point shot taken from Broxman. It's a miss, but Schmitz is fighting for the rebound for the first of the game. And now it's collected. Schmitz found underneath. Good cut inside. Great assist from Logan Sandman. Schmitz puts 2 points on the game and a rebound. Maddox Honus here on the inbound play. Coy Nider getting the ball. And before it turns the ball right back over to the Eagles. And Wyatt Detweiler goes down the court and gets the score. Three turnovers here for the Eagles. Buffaloes, two turnovers for the Eagles. The Eagles are up 4-0. 6:33 remaining in the first. We're back in 30 on 19.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinn Prophet. Kurt Kilman back in studio, 6:33 remaining here in the opening quarter. It's a 4-0 lead here for the Eagles. The Buffaloes, they have had three turnovers so far in this game. Right now with it, Vandenberg out to Honus, the 5'8" sophomore. Short with Scrappy on the court, and he has another turnover here as he travels out there on the floor. The Eagles will have to throw in near from their own bench. Again, both of these teams, their next opponents will be decided on Saturday. Unless they possibly can get a bye in the bracket, they might not have to play. Well, at least for the Axel Eagles, they have that chance, as the Eagles are actually the number one team in the TVL on the men's side, as they lead the league at 3-0. Rebound down the court. Good setup. Nider to Jackson Coltrane, and Coltrane goes in for two. Now a 2-point game, 4-2. Quick response, though, by the Eagles. Down the court, Logan Sandman. He's fouled, and he will go up and shoot two. Foul was against Kason Huffless. That is his first foul of the game. Both teams have committed a foul piece here. Just 2 minutes and 14 seconds into this game. Logan Sandman up the free throw line. Banks his first shot. Trying to look to sink the second as well. Logan Sandman can't follow through with the second shot, but the second shot will be rebounded. Picked up by Schmesley. And a long three taken from Broxman is missed. And that will go back here to the Onega Buffaloes. Possession will change. still throwing in Maddox Honus. Honus going to his right to Coy Nider, the 5'11 junior. And now taking it down the court is the 6-foot senior, Jackson Coltrane. He just had the last points on the game. And then he turns the ball over, the fifth turnover of the game. And now Landon Schmidt going backwards with the layup. Little Michael Jackson action down there out on the court. There is a backwards layup, but that's the angle he took. He had a good shot with it, though. Good follow through. 7-2, 5-point lead here for the Eagles. 5:05 remaining in the first quarter. With it, the senior Coulterman. Now out to the junior Nider. Nider passing behind his back to Honus. A screen set for him. And right now, the Buffaloes are just kind of ending around the perimeter, just seeing if they can get an open player to possibly take that deep three shot. Or a drive inside. Coltrane, he takes the drive inside before he kicks back out to Huffless. Huffless now driving on the key, spins around, looks forward, and goes in for two. Great mechanical skills there shown on the court from Huffless. Being able to dribble inside, spinning around on the right pivot foot, facing, turning the basket, fadeaway shot, full motion, and he goes in for two. Seven to four, up by three. The Eagles, good pass inside. Look, and Sandman to Brandon Schmesley. Schmesley, who gets the and one. Brandon Schmesley, who is a first-team All-League returner, but we know what he's known for. He's a commit to KU football. He's going to the Kansas Shrine Bowl as a defensive player. He has been incredible all season long in every sport he plays. He misses the end one, though. It gets rebound quickly down the court by Nider. And Nider has to kick it out. Long three now. Splash by Jason Huffless. And Huffless has had back-to-back points here for the Buffaloes. And it's a two-point game, 9-7. Logan Sandman, he takes a three from the top of the arc. And it's rebounded by Schmidt. And kicked out on the baseline and picked up nicely from Shaughnessy, who's back into the game for the first time tonight. Colin Shaughnessy, who's a second-team All-League returner. He was hurt earlier on in the season from a football injury that was sustained a little bit before the playoffs. But let me tell you, he's got 3 years starting. He's got high shooting IQ. Last season, he averaged 5.5 points per game, 2.1 rebounds a game, 1 assist per game, 2 steals per game. And here he is back out on the court, far side wing. But with it right now for the 3-point shot, Eli Brockstrom. And Brockstrom boxes it in. 7-12, up by 5. The Eagles going out for the layup. Couldn't get it. Was Vandenberg. And then a foul underneath after the rebound from Coulterman. And now Jackson Coltrane will go up to the line and shoot two. Onega getting their first chance here up at the free throw line. Eagles right now shooting 2 of 3 up at the line. Buffalo start 0 of 1. Coltrane starts 0 for 1 at the line. On the season, Coltrane shoots 50%, so now he's just under. Both teams with 2 fouls apiece in this quarter. Now he's back at that 50%. Jackson Coulterman going 1 for 2 up at the free throw line. And now a deep three, I think, by number 23, Colin Shaughnessy. Another way to make your way off of injury than coming up and scoring some massive points here. And a 3-point through a fly by Jackson Coulterman. We have seen back-to-back 3-point shots. Will Shaughnessy take another? He hesitates, and now it's skipped around the perimeter. It's back into Shaughnessy's hands as he passes it up to his left side, nearly losing the ball to Schmidt. Down to the deep corner. Now let's get back to Shaughnessy. He pump fakes the three before he drives inside, and with the finesse of the right-hand hook, he goes in for two. It's down to 17-11 game, up 5-6. Is the Eagles with 2:38 left to go, but in this first quarter already, we have seen a total of 4 3-point shots, 2 from both sides. Shaughnessy and Broxton from the Eagles, Coulter and Huffless from the O Buffaloes. With it is Nider from Onega. going between his legs on the dribble, nearly loses the ball, picks it up, spins around near wing, gets it to Vandenberg. Vandenberg tries to use the glass to go in, but he cannot do so. Detweiler with the ball down the court. Brockman trying to make a move to go inside. Billion-dollar move. 10-cent finish. Couldn't go in. Brockman makes the rebound. Out to his right to Honus. Honus with the ball now. Left to right hand dribble. He has been the main ball handler here tonight. Sitting at just 5'8", but he has been a stout player at that height. Inside pass to Coltman. Coltman, Nider just off the right of the basket. It will be rebounded once again by Detweiler. Spelzy inside, reverse layup, taking a nice angle in for two. Down the court, Coulterman to Vandenberg, and Vandenberg goes in for two. Great assist there to Jackson Coulterman. Schmusley trying to go in for another layup. Couldn't get it to go in. Coulterman makes the rebound. 19-13. 6-point lead. 1:10 to go in the first quarter. It's a high-scoring, flying game for both sides. As we still got three quarters remaining. Inside drive by Coulterman. He misses. It's another rebound by Detweiler. Detweiler has made the last three straight defensive rebounds for the Eagles. Here is Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy up to Schmusley, up at the top of the perimeter, just 3 feet away, in the Schmidt! How many times have you heard Schmusley the Schmidt? Well, you heard it all football season long. Well, guess what? The connection gets even stronger throughout basketball. Nider down the court, to the far side wing, passes it up to the top to Honus. Honus loses the ball, that's a turnover, 6 of the quarter, Dowling down the court, Detweiler in for two, he's got the end one. It's now a 10-point lead, 23-13, looking to extend by 11, with 27.3 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It is, the number two ranked team in all of Class 1A Division 2, with only Cunningham to stand above them. But Hanover, they actually aren't too far behind. I believe they are right now ranked number 6 in the KBCA rankings. Again, if you want to see those rankings, they come out every Tuesday. Just head to KBCA for the official Kansas Coaches Association of Basketball Rankings. And Schmitz. Gets the and one and goes in. Full timeout by Onega. It's 34-13. 11-point lead, 24.5 seconds remain. We're back in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, we take pride in offering exceptional surgical care thanks to the dedication of our skilled general surgeons. Dr. Dennis Jimenez and Dr. Aaron Brown are passionate about delivering personalized and compassionate care and work to help you feel confident and informed during your surgical procedure. From routine procedures to complex and emergent surgeries, Dr. Jimenez and Dr. Brown are here to support you in your health journey. For more information or to schedule a consultation, contact Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Can't knock credit on Nega here. They're trying to make it as competitive can be against one of the best teams in the entire state. A team led by Jason Seiden in his 10th season who's trying to look for his first title here with the Eagles. And let me tell you, he has a really, really good shot to do so. As last year, the Eagles finished third in state. Well, if you know anything about the Eagles' culture, they want more than a third-place finish or a second-place finish. They want the home run ball, and they want to do it this season as well. Nider kicking out to Hoffles. Hoffles, another three in the corner! Another three in the quarter. He's just shaking in dime. Up at the top of the perimeter, 3-point shot release to end the quarter from Shaughnessy. It's missed. And that will finalize the first. 24-16. 8-point lead here for the Eagles. We're back in a minute on 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
I'm sorry, folks. I can't help to nerd out when I hear rock and roll in the background. Right now, the stadium playing Paradise City. And, well, that's where the actual Eagles, they want to go to this year. They want to head all the way down the state. They want to try to contend for it. Let me tell you, they got both the guns and the roses for it. They have been nothing but firepower and thorns for teams to face. Just a little rock and roll puns for you folks at home as we get to rocking and rolling here to start the second quarter. It's 24-16, 8-point lead here for the Axel Eagles. But the Onega Buffaloes have the ball. Coy Niter here into Jackson Colterman. The Buffaloes had a total of 7 turnovers in that first quarter. Only two for the Eagles unofficially. Baseline drive kicking out to Niter on the near wing. Or it gets across to the far side, top of the wing, to Jackson Colterman. Colterman working it and dribbling and then crossing, passing to Niter. Niter, right-hand dribble between the left leg, and now he passes to his left to Vandenberg. Vandenberg is now in the game. Francesco Giolo, the transfer student into this season. He's a senior, 6 foot, incredible range and shot. And here, Kason Huffless, another big-time shot, this time a 2. And then Wyatt Detweiler goes down the court into response. Detweiler was down 6 points on the game and 3 rebounds. Ball just shuts down the court. Onega still in possession. No one is guarding underneath the basket. But unfortunately, a pretty rough throw from Huffless to Colterman. If it was a little more pristine, it could have resulted in a good layup shot, but instead, it will send Jackson Colterman up to the free throw line as he was fouled. Still down by 8. Is the Buffaloes 26-18, a chance to draw it maybe within 6. Well, now only the chance to draw it to 7 for Colterman. Buffaloes on tonight are 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Trying to at least go 50% here, and they cannot, as Colterman goes 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Down the court, long 3, off the rim. Colin Shaughnessy trying to take another rebound by Keegan Vandenberg. Buffaloes having 4 rebounds in that first quarter for the Axel Eagles. They finish with roughly about 7. Inside pass off. Good hesitation on the pump fake by Jackson Colterman before he finally released on the layup just inside the basket. And Jackson Colterman, who's been a 9.4 points per game averager, already has got 8 points in this game with only a minute and 40 into the second quarter. He's going to be on pace to a big time game his senior year. Rebound by Kason Huffless. It's a 6-point game, 26-20. You gotta credit the Buffaloes right now. They are playing a tight and close game, but another turnover into the dust and down the court. Colin Shaughnessy goes in for 2. And he will also be fouled. And he'll go up to the line and shoot 2. I talked about Colin Shaughnessy before. I'll talk about him one more time here. Yeah, he's a 3-year starter. He had incredible stats last season. He was hurt at the beginning of this year, but he came back in. And he makes a big impact for this team. As when talking to his cousin, a big thing about him was, you know, Shaughnessy, you see him as a football player. He is an incredible football player. But his cousin told me one thing. He said, wait till he gets to the basketball season. He is an absolute monster out there on the floor. And now that he is healthy and in full motion, I can see the monster unleashed is already in this game. Again, he came in late, didn't get the start, but he's already got 8 points on the game. He is officially now the leading scorer on the night for the Axel Eagles. Going 9-20, 5:55 left to go in the second quarter. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. The Nigga Buffalo is back into it with the possession. Maddox Honus, the 5'8" sophomore, in a throw-in. Substitution here on the court for the Buffaloes. They get Coy Nider back into the game, keeping Francesco Giolo, the transfer student, back out there on the court. Giolo, who averages 6.6 points per game and 1.6 rebounds per game. Kicked out. Long three-point shot. Far from the rim, but it gets kicked out to Giolo after the rebound. Picked up from Vandenberg. Honus. Tied his back. Passing off to his right side to Nider. Nider to Giolo. Giolo, the drive inside. Taking the two-on-one. He could not win it. And the rebound is by Joe Leibarger, as Leibarger steps into the game for the first time tonight. Rebound by Cason Huffless. Down the court now is the Buffaloes. They'll trail by 9. Maddox Honus. He's got no points here tonight. He has not also made a free throw shot this year. And it looks like Giolo will have a turnover as he just takes the overstep off a pivot foot. And Giolo will now take to the bench. And Jackson Kulchman will come out to the floor. Cason Huffless will also go to the bench as Tristan Coleman, the 6'4" sophomore, who's averaging 2 points a game, 1.3 rebounds a game, will come in for the minimal replacement time to get Cason Huffless a little bit of a rest. Cason Huffless right now, the leading scorer of the Buffaloes, as he has a total of 10 points. He leads the team. Swiftly behind him, though, is Jackson Kulchman, who's got 8 points on the game. Turnover here for the Eagles. They give the ball right back to the Buffaloes. 4:50 on the clock at the half. 29-20. Buffalo's down the court. Coltsman, who's back in the games on the far sideline, dribbling down before he stops and gets it out to Coleman. Coleman to Honus. Honus. 2 against 2. Honus against Schmitz. Passes it to his right. Finds Coltsman. Coltsman back to Honus. Honus dribbles on the right side. Dribbles back left now. The drive in off the top of the perimeter. Kicks it out to his left. Now to Nider. Nider has it, taking it slow. Back up to the top. Again, no shot clock today. We saw our first shot clock down at Frankfurt on Friday. I believe they will be enforcing it the entire TVL tournament, so that'll be fun to see how teams react to that. Jackson Coltsman takes a step left, shot up from mid-range inside the wing. Couldn't make it to go in. Rebound by Schmitz down the court here. A rebound by Detweiler. He tries to go in with it offensively, and he could not. And looks like the referees are trying to discuss on who has the offensive possession as the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and they'll say it stays with the Eagles. Well, just half a quarter left to go in the second quarter. 29-20. Eagles still with the lead. The throw in here by the 5'9" sophomore, Wyatt Detweiler, who also has 2 years starting on this team. He averages 5.5 points a game. He throws it in to Broxman. Broxman couldn't get the shot to go in, but thankfully for him, there was a quick rebound by Sandman. And Sandman, with his third rebound of the game, also picks up his third point of the game. Back to an 11-point lead, 31-20, 3:43 left to go. Far side wing to Coleman. Coleman to Jackson Kulchman. Kulchman behind him to Honus. Honus trying to hone in the offense here. Right side dribble going behind his back. Now switching back around. He's dribbling aggressively against Landon Schmidt. And finally, he draws the foul from him. Well, the only way to deal with man-on-man pressure is to take the pressure head-on. Honus here on the throw from the far sideline. It's on the right side of the court, working right to left of your dial now is the Onega Buffaloes. They have the white top, white bottoms with the black numbers and orange lettering. As for the Axel Eagles, the red tops, red bottoms, with the blue numbers and white stripes. And a turnover here by the Onega Buffaloes as Coleman drives in on the right side of Broadway, but unfortunately, the car hit its extended warranty, and it will now be a turnover with a travel. Packed back down the court. It's the Eagles ball. Landon Schmitz passing out to Schmelzy. Schmelzy out to the right side here to Eli Broxman. Broxman inside trying to go up with it is Sandman. Sandman trying to go back up. He makes his own offensive rebound. Logan Sandman already 5 points on the game. Again, he was the first player this season I got to have a chance to call here to have a dunk. We've seen a total of 2 dunks this year on 92.1 KMZA. See if we can maybe see a third. Right now with it is the Buffaloes. Not long, though, as they hand it straight back to the Eagles with a pretty easy turnover. And then it's handed right back to the Buffaloes as they're down the court. Honus, 3-point shot, Huffless, and another one! And another one for Jason Huffless. Huffless is 3 from 3 from around the perimeter. And now the Eagles with the ball. Sandman driving inside. He's boxed out. And making the rebound is Tristan Coleman. Coleman is 6'4". He matches up pretty nicely against the 6'5" sophomore in Sandman. And Jackson Coltzman down the court responds quickly. He's now also got 10 points on this game, equaling out there with his teammate in Kaysen Huffless. It's now back to an 8-point game. Going on a little bit of a run here. But in response, Eli Broxerman with the good release from the top of the key makes it back to a 10-point game. 35-25, 1:12 to go to the half. Down the court now to Coy Nider. Coy Nider, not sure what he was trying to do with it. He just kind of looked backwards and threw the ball, and it went into the hands of Eli Broxerman. I believe he was trying to kick it out to the top of the perimeter, but there was not really anyone to kick it out once he was on the release of his hands. A little bit of an anticipation. 37-25. Up by 12 is the Eagles. But the Buffaloes, they've kept it close. Again, they have not won a TVL game in over 2 years. And the Eagles 2 years. And Coy Nider drives inside. Kudos to him. A good drive. Earns his first 2 points of the game here in this quarter. Long three from Eli Broxman. Skips off the rim. Schmitz makes the rebound. Second chance opportunity up and coming for the Eagles with 15 seconds of the quarter and the half remaining. And it is earned. Logan Sandman in for two. He's now got 7 points on the game. It's back to a 12-point game. Long 3-point shot by Huffless is trying to end the half. It is no good. And a funsy shot is shot down the court, even though the half has expired. Is that why they're near? They actually almost made that from all the way from his own perimeter line. So Nick Arm there and the young kid. Actually, one thing about Wyatt Detweiler is he actually plays a little bit of backup quarterback for the actual Eagles. So not much surprise he's got the arm talent there. We'll be back in a couple minutes for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Coast Stone, Park on the Island, cc.edu. It's 39-27. Number 2 ranked team in 1A, Class 1A Division 2 is up by 12.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a cool halftime show coming down here at Onega. A choreographed, incredibly, by the way, for these, I couldn't even tell you, 5-6-year-olds down the court doing a dance for everybody. Man, that is absolutely incredible. They're showing some moves down there, getting me grooving up here as well. But Onega Buffaloes, they're currently right now down by 12, 39-27. Talk about grooving. Well, it's the Axel Eagles. I've been looking pretty funky and grooving down here tonight in the first half. Eli Brockschman right now with 7 points. Brandon Schmelzley with 4. Colin Shaughnessy, he's got currently 8. Wyatt Detweiler with 6. Landon Schmidt has a total of 7 with 3 rebounds. And then Logan Sandman has a total of 7 points and 4 rebounds, all for the Axel Eagles. So the thing of Buffalo is their scoring. Kaysen Uplitz with currently the team leading 13 points on the game, 3 threes. Jackson Colchman, he's got a 3 as well. He's got a total of 10 points, including a free throw shot made, the only free throw shot made by the Buffaloes. Keegan Vandenberg, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Coy Niter, 2 points and a rebound. Some of the stats up to this point in the game, 4 turnovers for the Eagles, 10 for the Buffaloes, 1 for 4 on the free throw shots from the Buffaloes, 3 for 5 for the Axe of the Eagles. 2 threes have been hit by the Eagles, 4 threes by the Buffaloes. Again, Colchman has hit 1. Huffless has hit 3. In fact, Huffless is 3-for-3 from around the perimeter. But the Eagles have really dominated from one thing and one thing really specifically. It's their ability for second chance opportunities. They've had 12 rebounds, out-rebounding the Buffaloes 12-8. And when you talk about second chance opportunities, it is always the most crucial stat that comes down to in a game. How many chances can you get the ball back on offense? How many times can you get second, third, or even four chance opportunities? And the Axel Eagles, they have done that. They have taken 3-point shots. They have taken long shots. The shot selection, not so great sometimes. But what's helped is you got players like Landon Schmidt, who's only 5'10", but he runs the basket faster than Wild Coyote. And you got other guys down there, like Logan Sandman, who are already underneath the basket at 6'5", and he's already making big-time plays at that height, at that level, with that verticality as well on him. And you talk about that, all he has to do is get that rebound, strip it away, and go in for 2. So the Eagles, second half, continue the success of what they are doing, but limit the 3-point shots from Onega. Right now, Onega, they're going to keep trying to go for the threes. We all know the saying, live by the 3, die by the 3. But if you're the Buffaloes, you got to give it all you can. You're running against a second-ranked team in the entire state of Class 1A Division 2. They're a team that only has 1 win on the season, 1-6 this year. They only had 1 win last year. You have nothing to lose. Go out there, shoot for fun, have fun. Coach Jason Klipkamp knows this. He's going to get his team mentally prepared for the second half, and he's going to try to keep this game close and not out of reach. But if you're the Axel Eagles, continue to limit those shots and continue to try to dominate. This has been the Highland Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home from the Island Highlands. CC to ADO, I know classes just got started back up and running at Island today. I'm a full-time student, so shout out to Island Community College again. It's not too late. Just go to islandcc.edu to get your further journey and education started today. We'll be back in 3 minutes on 92.1 KMCA.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Shout out to, again, Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. You can go online at highlandcc.edu. Back into it in this game as we have set to begin two more quarters of boys basketball. That's 16 minutes altogether. Let's get going here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Brandon Prophet. Garrett Kelvin back in studio. The Eagles, who are right now up 39-27. They had five players have 6 points or more in the first half, and they had four players who had 7 points or more in the first half. Just absolutely incredible numbers right there to have that kind of distribution, to have six players to have total points on the board at all. They have six players been able to touch the board. For the Buffaloes, they've only had four players hit the board with Nider, Vandenberg, Holtzman, and Huffless. But the distribution hasn't been so much scoring-wise with the Buffaloes. Huffless, again, we talked about at half, he's leading this team with 13 points, and Jackson Holtzman swiftly behind with 10. Together, they make up 23 of the team's total 27 points. For the Eagles, it's all over the place. The entire team, they're flocked together and they're flying as a pack. I mean, they are migrating perfectly in that V formation as the eagle would do. Well, I guess the eagles really don't migrate, but you know what I'm talking about, birds. And now here we start the second half. Wyatt Detweiler. Passing it out to his right side to Broxman. Broxman back to his left to Detweiler. Detweiler back with it. Now again, just skipping back and forth in the wings until it opens up a cut inside from Schmidt. Incredible work around the perimeter, being able to get Schmidt the ball. Schmidt, he had 7 points alone that first quarter. He's got his first 2 points here in the third, as he's got 9 total points on the game. And Onega will swiftly call a timeout as they give the ball right back to the Axel Eagles. We're back in 30 here on 19.1 KMZA. 41-27. Axel leads.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, just here, it's Buffalo still with the ball. They called the timeout to try to prevent a turnover, and they threw right back in from their own baseline. Now traveling down the court, left to right of your dial. Honus to Kultzman. Kultzman, near side the wing, dribbling up to the top before he looked like he was going to pass it off to Vandenberg before he decided not to make the pass, and went to Nider on the right. And then went back down to Vandenberg before kicked back up to Nider at the top. A screen set from Huffless, and the ball from Nider gets passed to Honus on the left side. Unfortunately, just kind of misses the aerial of the throw, and it will be the first turnover here of the half for the Buffaloes. They now have a total of 11 turnovers in the game. They are down 41-27. Down by 14 points. A drive inside by Brandon Schmesley, and he will go up and shoot an and one. Brandon Schmesley with now 6 points on the game. Last season, he averaged 12.2 points per game, 6.5 rebounds per game, and 3.5 assists per game, as well as 3 steals per game. This season, he's been doing about darn the same. Schmesley getting the and one to go in. Eagles have now hit 3 of 6 on the night. Honus with the ball, nearly losing it. Manages to get it out to Nider. Nider, back to Honus. Honus down the court. Vandenberg takes a one-on-one. There was an open Huffless, but Vandenberg tried to take it. Schmidt gets the block. Well, gets the tip, and he manages to rebound it off the rim. Onega retaking back over the possession here, so turnover for the Eagles. They're fifth of the game. Working down the court. It's a full court man-to-man press here for the Axel Eagles, applying pressure. Kaysen Huffless, who's in 3 of 3 from threes, finally misses his first. Rebound by Logan Sandman, the big man inside. And then a turnover right back into the hands of Onega. Now 6 turnovers in the game for the Eagles. Honus has it. Pump fakes. Goes to Kultzman. He sets a screen for him on the corner. Kultzman dribbles up to the wing. Now it goes up to the top to Nider. Nider's calling for a screen. He gets it from Vandenberg. A pick and roll inside. Couldn't go to it. Honus loses the ball, but gets it back. Nider makes the possession. Nider flicks it around. Kultzman goes for the three, but it's rebounded right afterwards by Nider. Multiple opportunities here on this possession. And the Buffaloes take away points. Nider up for three off the rim again. Unfortunately for the Buffaloes, despite the opportunities, they could not take advantage. Sandman tries to go in, could not. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Detweiler, and it will go to the Onega Buffaloes. Now a 17-point lead, 44-27. 5:23 left to go in the third quarter. The Axel Eagles with the lead, looking to try to improve to 7-1 this year and 4-0 in CVL play before heading into that CVL tournament. Looking to try to be the victor. Coy Nider driving down the court quickly, gets his second time up on the board of the game, but his fourth point of the game. Now it's down by 15. Now back down by 17. As a good move inside from Brandon Schmesley. Schmesley with now 9 points on the game. And a turnover back to the hands of the Eagles. 12 on the game here. And Schmezley goes back in for two. Back-to-back baskets here for the KU commit in football. And Keegan Vandenberg is fed up as he throws his hands down to his side, missing a layup. The rebound by the Eagles. And an inside reverse layup by Shaughnessy. And he will travel. 19-point lead here for the Eagles. Up 48-29 with 4:23 left to go here in the third quarter. And I think the Buffaloes have had a total of 12 unofficial turnovers. They throw the ball in here from Honus, looking left to right down the court, trying to find an open player. They get one to Coltrane, but they still have to break the man-to-man pressure. Coltrane is trapped. He goes to Honus. Honus, the one-on-one down the court. Takes a dribble left, takes a dribble left, right, and then back left. Nice crossing moves to get down the court. Gets it to Francesco Giolo. And then the pass off to Coltrane. The ball goes loose on the ground, and it will be a jump ball. If anyone's curious, that's be a 30, you have to be up by 30 or more points heading into the fourth quarter to initiate the running clock. Giolo, passing outside to the corner, to Huffless, to Vandenberg, back to Huffless, spinning around and shooting, and then a rebound by Brockstrom. Brockstrom driving inside, he's making an open lane for himself, but he couldn't go in as Huffless makes the rebound. 13 points, 3 rebounds. Honus. Honus to his left. To Francesco Giolo. Back to Huffless. Huffless losing it, and it goes out of bounds off the near of the Onega bench. And that will be the 13th turn of the game for the Buffaloes. Still down by 19 here. 3:26 to go. Shaughnessy with the ball to the far corner. The drive inside. They kick out. Schmidt, the three. Yeah, nothing but net for Landon Schmidt. He came out hot at the beginning of the first half. He comes out hot at the beginning of the second. And Landon Schmidt gets the turnover back right for the Eagles. And he goes in for two. Schmezley and Schmidt have dominated first and third quarters, as Schmezley and Smith have both only scored their points in first and third quarters. Schmezley now on this game with a total of 13 points on the game. Jason Huffless trying to go for a three-point shot. Could not get it to go in, and Schmidt makes the rebound. But talking about Schmidt, he's now got 6 rebounds on this game, but the big dominant stat line is his 11 points. And Schmezley back again inside. He's now got a total of 15 points on the game. And I mentioned Landon Schmidt. Landon Schmidt, who is dominating the board as well with 11 points on this game. Schmezley with 15. Multiple 10-point-plus scorers here for the actual Eagles. Multiple 7-plus-point scorers here for the Eagles. And then even more 6-plus-point scorers here for the Eagles. Their entire team has been involved. Team foul number one here for the Eagles in this third quarter. It's actually been a really clean first quarter, or third quarter, with both teams only having one foul each. They'd like to see that. Vandenberg here with a easy two on the throw in from Honus. Right there to the assist. A drive in, ball off the top. It's 56-31. Down by 25 points. Is the Buffaloes. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. Vandenberg sets the screen. Giolo over the top to Nider on the baseline. Catches, shoots. Rebounding is Schmezley. Schmezley 2 rebounds in the game, 15 total points. He has been dominant all around the court. And now inside goes Colin Shaughnessy. And Shaughnessy has joined the 10-point club. 3 players on the Eagles have 10 points or more. Schmidt, Shaughnessy, and Schmezley. Feels like you're talking about the actual backfield with the amount of explosiveness back there. Well, that's just the point guards, folks. Now down by 27 points, 58-31 is the Buffaloes, 1:24 left to go in the third quarter. 5'8", sophomore, Honus with the ball. This is the far side wing. The throw into Vandenberg. The ball gets loose in traffic. Coltman picks it up, misses a three-point shot, and now Detweiler goes down the court. And Schmidt gets blocked from going in, but Shaughnessy makes a good rebound, and now he's got 12 points on the game. So the Eagles have three players with 11-plus points on the game. 29-point lead here for the Eagles. Nider taking a long three, and it's nothing but net for Coy Nider. He's now got 7 on the game with 2 rebounds. 26-point lead here, back again for the Eagles, 60-34 with 40.9 seconds remaining. So one foul for both sides. Now picking up the second foul of the quarter is the Buffalo. Second foul of the game against Maddox Honus. Substitution here for the Onega Buffaloes. Tristan Coleman will come in the game, and Kaysen Huffless will step off to the bench. I think Buffalo is a team that is really a 8-man roster deep team, but not too much extra. And Colin Shaughnessy splashing another three on this game. He has hit 2 threes today. He's got the most threes in this game for the Eagles. Coy Nider, he tries to take a three. He just overshoots the rim. 29-point game, 63-34. Make it one more point, and that could enforce the running clock in the fourth. 63-34. Colin Shaughnessy, again, I repeat it twice here. Dominant game for him, 15 total points. Now 2 Eagle players have 15 points on the game. And Logan Sandman, he adds 2 more points for himself as he's gotten 9 points in this game. The Eagles with nearly 4 10-point scorers on this game. Absolutely incredible. The ball distribution is at an all-time high here from all these Eagles here tonight. They are all feeling the love. And that's what you need to do as a head coach. Get your whole team hot before a tournament. We're back in 1 minute on 92.1. Game 65-34. FI 31 is the Eagles. Back in 1 minute.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, if you can believe this stat, folks, the Eagles have more games where they score 83 points or more than games they score under 51 points or less. That's an absolutely incredible stat line in of itself. This Eagles team, they have dropped a 99-point game. They've also dropped an 83-point game, which they won 83-9 over Flint Hills Christian School. Right now, they're at 65-34, and, well, you talk about maybe a little bit of mercy, and the Eagles still have all their starters out there on the court. Probably not for too long, probably for just maybe the first couple minutes here to keep them hot. Again, this is a team that won't see any more action. For a while, they could not play on Saturday with a bye, as they are the number one team in the TVL on the boys' side. 2 straight second-chance opportunities underneath the basket, and it allows Logan Sandman to go in for 2. Eli Brockstrom to go in for 2. Brockstrom now with, on this game, 9 points. So 4 Eagles players have hit 9 points or more scoring on this game. Down the court, turning around, what a Detweiler, a reverse layup. We have seen now two reverse layups tonight. And when I mean reverse, I don't mean just like underneath the basket going backwards. I mean going straight at the basket, doing a 180 flip and going behind the back. It is impressive. If skill points were a thing, the Axel Eagles would definitely get a 10 out of 10. So there is a running clock here in the fourth quarter. So the fourth quarter here, just guaranteeingly about 3 minutes and 34 seconds long. 69 to 34. Eagles still with all their starters out on the court as the Buffaloes make adjustments. Tristan Coleman and Coy Nider coming off the bench as Francesco Giolo and Keegan Vandenberg step out of the court. And now there is a discussion down on the court from the referees. And now they will huddle in about this discussion. This is going to be one heck of a game to recap the scoring on at the end with so many actual players having over 9 points or more. And if you make that even lower of a number, 8 points or more, in fact, there are 6 players on this team who have 8 points or more right now for the Eagles. And that's just something that's an absolutely phenomenal stat to have from your players. When you see a 69-34 game, you assume one guy went out there and put up 20, 25 points, 30 points. No, it's the entire team that's putting up those numbers. And here they try to look to continue to put up those numbers. Cason Huffless, rebound underneath the basket. Gets out to Honus. Honus, the far side wing. Drive in and foul. Jackson Colterman will go up to the line, shoot 2. Colterman has been silent here in the second half, and so has Cason Huffless. We talk about what was a rough third quarter where the Eagles outscored the Buffaloes 26-7. Colterman Huffless did not see the board at all in that third quarter as Vandenberg and Nider were the only ones to touch it. First points here at the quarter. Jackson Colterman with the free throw shot as he goes 1-for-2 up at the line. Onega on this game now 2-for-6. And they get the ball right back after getting a steal here from the Eagles. That is just their 7th turnover of the game. So they get Buffaloes with a total of 15 turnovers unofficially. Violet Detweiler, he picks up his first foul of the game. Back-to-back shooting fouls have allowed Jackson Colterman to head back up to the line. And the best way to get shots, well, see if the free ones. And going up to the line, shooting 2, Colterman. He misses the first one this time. First time he went up, he made the first, missed the second. See if maybe he flips things around. And he does. He misses the first and makes the second this time up. Buffaloes now 3 of 8 shooting on the game. 59-36. Trying to spin around going in. Sandman couldn't get it to go inside. Honus picks it up off the floor. Honus with it. Right hand dribbling. Crossing it between in front of his legs. Francesco out to the right side. Drive up to the top. Then spins it out to the left. Colterman, mid-range shot. Just 5 foot in front of the board. Picks up his own rebound. He now looks around, spins it out, and finds Giolo outside. Giolo now takes a 2-on-1. It gets kicked out and rebounded by Brockman. And then Brockman throws it to Schmezley down the court. Schmezley takes a 3-point shot, bounces off the rim, into the hands of Huffless. It goes. Huffless, now with 5 rebounds on the game to add to his 13 points. Still the leading scorer here at the Buffaloes as Jackson Colterman follows swiftly behind him with 12. Cason Huffless, another 3 here. This time, anticipates, but does not go in. Eli Brockman, another rebound, 2 in this quarter. And the Axel Eagles, they have kept nearly all their starters that they came out on the floor with to begin this game out on the court. And they are up by 33 points. 69-36. Long shot by Schmezli. Doesn't make it. Honan makes the rebound. His second of the game. Second of this quarter. And now it's timeout. We're going to full timeout. We're going to take a minute break here. 92.1 KMZ. It's 69-36. Axel with a 33-point lead.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got just 2 minutes left here with a running clock up by 33 points. The Axel Eagles at 69-36. I've been kind of talking about the lack of substituting in the starters here, but finally Axel Eagles have cleared out their entire starting roster, apart from Leonard Schmidt. Leonard Schmidt's still out there on the court to help lead some of these younger guys at the point guard position, but for the most part, it is all new guys coming onto the court for the first time in this game. Up at the top of the perimeter for the first time. That's still Colin Shaughnessy. So Shaughnessy, he's not start today, but we all know how much time he has got. But there is a new face, Lucas Talbot, who goes up in and hits a nice reverse layup. Now, make it a 35-point game. With 1:11 left to go, the clock will stop momentarily for teams to get more players substituted on the clock. And now, the Eagles have a full backup squad into the game. With a couple of unknown names. Here is Talbot. A familiar one. Now you're down the court. Moving up with it, Lays Bussing. Plays Bussing, could not go inside. Jackson Kulturman. Rebounding. 44 seconds left to go. Kulturman, long three. Just bricked off the rim. Rebound by the Eagles, and now down the court it goes with 30 seconds left to go. The Onega Buffaloes, head coached by Jason Klinkamp. Now to drop to a record of 1-7. 0-5 in the CVL, having not won against a TVL opponent in over 2 years. For the Axel Eagles, they look to improve to 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in CVL play, 3-0 on the road. They say 3-0 at home. So currently, they are only 1-1 in neutral locations. They played in a tournament earlier in the season. And with 0 seconds on the clock, that finalizes our boys' game. 71-36. The Axel Eagles put in the mercy rule in effect, the running clock in the fourth, and come away with a big-time victory to get their seventh win of the season and to win five straight. 71-36 is your final score. We'll be back in a couple minutes for our post-game show and our player of the game. You're locked to 92.1 KMZ away. Stay that way for a couple of minutes.
Over. You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we're here for your whole family. From prenatal to delivery and newborns to seniors, we proudly care for patients of all ages because your health is our priority at every stage of life. Whether you're expecting, it's your child's first checkup, managing your wellness, or keeping grandparents active and healthy, our team is ready to provide personalized, compassionate care. Call us today at 785-336-6107 to schedule your appointment. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, your trusted partner in lifelong health.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The final time here for our post-game show brought to you by Beal Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at BealOutdoors.com. Don't forget, Player of the Game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with bank with farmers.com. Now, talking about this game, before we talk about players specifically, let's just talk about overall stats and a little bit of a recap up to this point in this game. Again, the Axel Eagles, who are now 7-1 on the season. The Onega Boys, they dropped down to 1-7 on the season, 0-5 in CPL play. Eagle Boys, they improved up to 4-0 in league play. The next games for these teams will be featured in the CPL tournament. So again, stay up to date on that information. We'll have some more on that hopefully by the end of tomorrow. And then, of course, our upcoming broadcast schedule will kind of be continuously updated as games go on and teams win and teams lose. So, again, stay up to that for all that coverage, and we'll have all those games on 2.1 KMZA for that incredible CVL tournament. But let's talk about some stats on this game. Again, the Axel Eagles, they finished this game 71-36. They came out of the first quarter 24-16 out of the half, 39-27. They outscored the Onega Buffaloes in the third quarter, 26-7, massive quarter. In that fourth quarter, they outscored them 6-2. But regardless, at the end of the day, the Eagles, they did not lose a single quarter. They dominated every single quarter they played, and they did it in style. They finished this game with a total of 4 threes. They went 4 from 6 to the free throw line, 27 rebounds unofficially. And then for the Buffaloes, 18 rebounds, 5 threes, 3 from 8 at the free throw line with 15 turnovers. When I think of Buffaloes, their leading scorers in Case and Hustlers finished the game with 13 points, 5 rebounds. Jackson Colterman finishing with 12 points and 5 rebounds. 4 points for Keegan Vandenberg and for Coy Nider. 5 points on the game as he was one of the ones who hit a 3. Jackson Colterman hit a 3 and Case and Hustlers hit a 3. But fortunately for the Buffaloes, you go by that saying, you live by the 3, you die by the 3. We saw the 3-point shot in that first half, but unfortunately for them, they just could not get that shot in the second half. And as well as you can bring in the defense performance, just really wasn't as great because Brandon Schmedley and Landon Schmitz really broke out in that second half and things just went all in their favor. The Eagles did play their starters up until about the last 2:10 of the fourth quarter, but until then they were up there dominating scoring. Brandon Schmedley with 15 points in the game, Eli Brockster with 9, Colin Chauncey 15, Wyatt Dale either 8, Landon Schmitz 12, Lucas Talbot 2, and Logan Sam at 9. And I talked about this earlier at halftime, but how cool of a stat is this to finish a game with? You have 2 players who have 15 points. You have 3 players who have 2, who have 12 points or more. 3 of those players are starters, and a total of 5 players on your team who have 5 points, or excuse me, you have 6 players on your team with a total of 8 points or more. If you wanted to be more technical about it, you have 5 players on your team who have 9 points or more. And that's an incredible number to break down and talk about because the ball distribution, when you win a game by 71-36, you're thinking, well, somebody had to have dropped 30 points on the game. Someone had to have had a 20 bomb. No one had a 20 bomb here. Everybody distributed the ball. They played great, and they played fantastic. And that's why, usually most of the time, when I get the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers Chain Bank at Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit BigFarmers.com. I'm usually giving it to one person. I'm going to give it to 2 people today. I'm going to give it to Brandon Schmelzley for having a great game, having 15 points and 3 rebounds. But I'm also going to give it to Colin Shaughnessy, who finished this game with 15 points, a couple of rebounds, 2 3-point shots. He led the team with 3s. But a big thing for him, he kind of overcame injury. He got over injury earlier on in the season. He's come back. He's in this lineup, and I guarantee he's going to be in a full round of starting rotation as this season moves on. So to have this team like this, really the entire team has deserved it, is because a team that plays as selfless as this is a team that's going to have greater success as the season goes on. But for that to start, we first got to get into the TBL tournament. So keep up to date on the MSUSports.net website. Again, we'll have some results out tomorrow. What games we may be broadcasting on Saturday, most likely it'll be Saturday morning. So stay tuned for that. This has been Crit and Profit, Kurt Kelman back in studio, signing off.